Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Richard Cross, a former Capitol Hill press secretary, gubernatorial speechwriter for Bob Ehrlich, and a current blogger. Richard, we're happy to have you here, and we thought we'd talk a little bit about the sort of instant political fame of Dr. Ben Carson. Do you think there's any possibility he'd run for office in Maryland? I know it's really not clear at this point, but what are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think you can look at it on three levels. First of all, Republicans are looking ahead to 2016, and the Republican Party tends to nominate people who ran second last time or seem to be kind of logically the next person waiting in the queue. If you look at the also-rans from 2012, none of them are really appealing, so people are kind of looking for, I guess, the next sizzle factor in Republican politics. Second, none of the other candidates who have been mentioned for 2016 on the Republican side have really kind of broken out of the pack. And third, I think there's a phenomenon in American politics in which people want to look past politicians and look to leaders in other areas. This kind of dream that someone will step up out of medicine or business or whatever other area in which they've excelled and come to politics through that kind of unorthodox, romantic type of route.
We sometimes refer to this as people who are trying to catch lightning in a bottle.
That's true, and I think there are some parallels between Dr. Carson's kind of sudden fame and the rise of Herman Cain in 2012, because in both cases you have someone who's not a classic politician who really seems to get a lot of attention and a lot of excitement early on.
Do you think that Carson would have to go to work quickly, or can he wait a while?
If Carson wants to kind of segue into politics, I don't think he really has a chance of kind of going for the presidency or bust. If you think about the last time the Republicans nominated a political ingenue for president, you have to go back to 1940 and Wendell Willkie. So I think if he wants to pursue a course in politics, it would have to be probably in Maryland or some other route.
What about Ike? I mean, he's a guy that comes from a different discipline.
But there's also a kind of a different track generals kind of running for office. And every general in his heart, to some extent, a politician anyway. So
Maybe what Dr. Carson wants to do is influence policy in some way. I wonder what avenues there might be that would be sufficiently attractive to him to do something like that.
Well, over the weekend, he kind of distanced himself from Republican politics. So perhaps he's thinking about just being a voice and kind of having an organization the way that Ross Perot did. He hasn't declared himself to be a candidate. He's just stepping up as a very interested citizen.
Distanced himself in what way?
Well, I think on one of the shows over the weekend, he had said that his message should appeal not just to Republicans, but to Republicans and Democrats. So that doesn't sound like the message coming from someone who is kind of actively seeking the Republican nomination.
Well, he does have a lot of name recognition, but not a lot of it earned in the political lists. But, you know, who knows what could happen here? He certainly is an attractive guy and smart and a very distinct point of view.
That's true. He's speaking at the Baltimore County Republican Lincoln Day dinner in June, and I know there's a lot of excitement about that, so I'm really interested to see kind of what the next steps are here.
Well, he's our guy, and I'm sure we'll be getting back to him sooner or later. Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you.
For Richard Cross, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.